Holy Father in heaven, we praise you. Lord, we just lift this time to you. I want to pray for Rose, for her family, and for her husband. Her husband's out going looking for elk, Lord. Your beautiful creation that you've given us reign over, Lord. And I just pray that he's blessed by a beautiful creature that he might take down, that you might offer for him to take down in his adventure this morning, Lord, that might bless their family with food and with many stories to tell children and grandchildren and whoever else you put in their lives, Lord. I just bless Rose and her husband Dan as a family, Lord, and I just thank you for bringing Rose to be with us, that she might share her time with us this morning, Lord. I just thank you so much for her, and I thank you for Pastor John and for Walt and for Mom, and I thank you for John Eilers, who won't be with us this morning, that he's gone. He's got a busy day ahead of him with plans that he made recently, and I just thank you for him, and I just ask that you bless John Eilers, our friend in Atlanta today, and whoever else gets on this call, Lord, I just thank you for this time spent with you and with each other, the brothers and sisters you put in our lives. In Christ's name, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for this call and the privilege of gathering with other believers and discussing your word. We pray, Lord, today especially for those in Oregon who lost their loved ones this week in a vicious act of evil. We just pray for these families. We pray for that community. And we just pray, Lord, that we just know that you alone know why these things are allowed to happen. And lots of times good do come out of these evil deeds. And we just pray that that will happen here. We pray for our families today, Lord, and the attack that they have from evil also, and the children who are hurt in these divided families. We just pray, Lord, that send people to witness in any way that we can as Christians to prevent these families from dividing. We pray for our government and, Lord, what's happening all over our country. We know, Lord, that you are in control, and help us to just believe in that and be ready for your coming and not to fear the end times, Lord. We just ask that you would be with us and every one of us on this call today, and may you just give us your words to say. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to be here on this call with Larry and for the invite for everyone here. I pray that you will just be here always with us, guiding us as we study and learn more and grow closer to you. I ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, how good it is to be able to gather again in your name to seek you, to get into your word and hear what you have to say and speak to us, that we can go higher in you, become more like you, and learn to be better disciples and witnesses of you. Bless this time we'll be spending together. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.